With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A judge will hear arguments next week on whether he should stay a portion of his ruling on Montana's campaign contribution limits. It would allow political parties to make unlimited donations to candidates. U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell set a hearing on the Montana Attorney General's motion for Tuesday, just 2 weeks before the June 7th primary elections. Lovell ruled this week that the campaign contribution limits approved by Montana voters in 1994 are unconstitutionally low. State officials reverted to pre-1994 limits for individual donors and political committees, but said they could not do the same for political parties because the 1994 initiative actually increased the amount parties could contribute. State officials say that means there are no limits on the amount that parties can donate, and the loophole must be closed. Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate dipped by 0.1 percentage point to 4.2% in April. The Department of Labor and Industry said today that businesses added 2,000 payroll jobs in April and have added a total of 5,500 jobs since the beginning of the year. The national unemployment rate held steady at 5% in April. A federal judge in Vermont has rejected Montana tribal officials' claim of sovereign immunity. The judge ruled that a civil case seeking to shut down the tribe's online payday lending company can proceed. Two women who took out loans from Plain Green are suing the company's Chippewa Cree tribal leaders and its non-Native American backers, saying they conspired in a predatory lending scheme that targets poor people. Montana's Board of Regents were conflicted today as they voted to approve an $8 million donation to Montana State University from Greg Gianforte, the Republican candidate for governor. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The donation announced last week will rename MSU's computer science department the Gianforte School of Computing and will create an endowment to support the future of the school. The Board of Regents unanimously voted to approve the building name change and donation, but several regents expressed conflict about their vote. Board Chair Paul Tuss said many students sent in written comments and came to the board's meeting to voice opinions about the donation. Many comments had to do with the Gianforte Family Foundation's financial support of organizations that the LGBT community says are oppressive to their civil rights. Paul Tuss.
Those comments, honestly, for the most part, were against accepting this donation. However, I also acknowledge the good that this gift will bring to future generations of students at MSU Bozeman. I believe it would be inappropriate to make a decision to reject this item due to politics or for philosophical differences. However, I also think it is inappropriate to not acknowledge the great number of people concerned by the timing of this donation and other concerns brought to our attention by the LGBT community.
University officials said the Gianfortes have been longtime supporters of MSU, and the timing of the donation has to do in part with the June deadline to match another donation going to support the construction of a new engineering school. Montana Democrats have expressed concern of Gianforte using this donation for political gain in his bid for governor. Several regents recommended further review of the process of how the university system renames its buildings. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The city of Bozeman plans to replace its remaining lead water pipes over the next 3 years. Public Works Director Craig Woolard tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that the city has always been in compliance with the federal lead and copper rule, but says the lead service lines pose a risk the city wants to eliminate. City officials believe about 170 homes, most built before the 1940s, still have lead service lines. Former President Bill Clinton is speaking in Billings later today, campaigning for his wife, Hillary Clinton, before Montana's primary election, just under 3 weeks away. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Bill Clinton is scheduled to speak at Will James Middle School at 7:30 tonight. Billings Representative Margie McDonald will introduce the former president during the event. She says Mr. Clinton can help convince voters who are still on the fence when it comes to voting for Hillary Clinton or her Democratic opponent, Bernie Sanders.
I think he can be effective by reminding people of who Hillary is and what she has stood for her throughout her career. She has always been a fierce advocate on behalf of families and children, but complimented them when she served our current president as Secretary of State.
Last week, Bernie Sanders held rallies in Missoula and Billings as he continues to campaign for the Democratic nomination. Donald Trump's campaign announced the presumptive Republican nominee will hold a rally next Thursday, May 26th at 4 p.m. at Metro Park in Billings. 27 Democratic and 27 Republican delegates are at stake in the Montana primary election on June 7th. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Authorities say a 15-year-old boy hunting black bears with his father mistakenly shot and killed a 500-pound male grizzly bear in eastern Idaho just outside of Yellowstone National Park. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game says the father and son from California on May 6th contacted Idaho Fish and Game to report what happened. Fish and Game officials in a news release yesterday said the juvenile was given a warning and the father a citation for the taking and possessing of a protected species. Officials say the carcass of the 9-year-old grizzly bear has been confiscated. A court date is set for June 1st. Planned Parenthood of Spokane has broken ground on a new $5 million healthcare facility. Planned Parenthood of Greater Washington and North Idaho Chief Executive Carl Eastland says it will allow Planned Parenthood to expand their services into the next 50 years. The Spokesman Review reports that Planned Parenthood has raised $1.3 million of $2 million needed for the project. Construction begins months after the Planned Parenthood facility in Pullman was damaged by arson. Police investigators have said someone threw a flammable object through the window last September, causing a fire. No arrests have been made. The Spokane Center is expected to open in winter of 2017. The organization's annual report says in 2015, the Spokane Clinic treated more than 9,700 patients. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.